USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tensions remain high between Ukraine and Russia. Speaking at the White House, President Biden was asked if he believes Russian President Vladimir Putin has decided to invade Ukraine.
As of this moment, I'm convinced he's made the decision. We have reason to believe that.
The president on Friday also hosting a call with European allies and Canada's prime minister. Biden saying the United States and allies remain in lockstep and accused Russia of pushing out vast misinformation. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is launching an investigation into TikTok. Paxton saying two civil investigatory demands have been issued to see if the social media app is allowing human trafficking and violating the privacy of children. He's promising the investigations will make sure big tech is keeping Texans safe and secure. USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work, because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, you will see MyPillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's softcover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
Former President Donald Trump had classified government records at his Florida residence. The National Archives and Records Administration informed a congressional panel Friday, saying it was in communication with the Justice Department on the matter. A funding bill is preventing the government from partially shutting down for at least a few weeks. President Biden signing the bill that funds operations through March 11th. The original deadline to fund the government was Friday. Lawmakers now on both sides of the aisle also working on a long-term spending bill as well. Lawmakers are mourning the loss of one of their own.
Republican Representative Jim Hagedorn has died at the age of 59. His wife Jennifer made the announcement on Facebook Friday. Hagedorn was elected to represent Minnesota's mostly rural 1st Congressional District south of Minneapolis in 2018. Shortly after being sworn in, he was first diagnosed with kidney cancer. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Republicans on Capitol Hill are speaking out regarding the high gas prices.
With prices at the pump continuing to rise by more than 40% over the last 12 months, the Biden administration is now saying they're expected to rise again because of Russia's potential invasion of Ukraine. Speaking on Newsmax, Senate Minority Whip Republican John Thune says that President Joe Biden is responsible for those rising prices.
The first thing this president does when he comes to office is to shut down the Keystone XL pipeline, a project that would allow us to get energy from a friendly neighbor, Canada, and transport it across the United States to make it available to where they need to help fill the gap in the supply out there for the demand that's out.
Thune said the increase in prices mostly hurts low and middle income families, effectively giving them a $3,500 per year cost increase. From the Washington Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
The Ag Department says they will allow Mexican avocado imports after a pause. A USDA inspector was threatened last week, leading to a suspension of Mexican fruit imports. The agency said it enacted additional measures with the U.S. Embassy, and inspections have since restarted. The pause happened during peak growing season for the fruit and just before the Super Bowl, which has historically been the most popular time of year for avocado consumption in the United States. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.